things and where people don't cooperate, that begins at the top somewhere. Some leadership at the top tries to set his organization against some other organization for some internal issue. I won't put up with it. We're not having that. I'm about teamwork and about working together for our customers. The key thing relative to a customer is the customer should see the same account manager and the same account team. And that account team then represents digital to that customer. It's the account manager's responsibility to go and get the resources from multi-vendor customer services or professional services within their business unit, get that support, so the customer sees only one digital. We don't want 9 sales forces out there. We want one digital. But it's very clear lines of accountability and responsibility, and it is the responsibility, as I say, of the account manager. But at my level, it's a big-time job. You know, somebody was asking me, gee, look at all this talent we've brought into the company. What a great team. Actually, it's tremendous talent, not yet a team. We have to work on the team part. But all this talent together, a lot of very capable and energetic people, my job function mostly is to create an environment where that teamwork can exist and where people can freely express their ideas without fear so that we can have an open and healthy environment. That's my job function among others, and that's something I'm quite dedicated to doing. We have another question from GIA.
Bob, my name is Dinesh Maheshwari, and I'm part of professional services from GIA. Since taking over as president, you have provided significant leadership to re-engineer the company to a customer-focused process and to make us more competitive. My question today to you is if you could share with us what direction or initiatives you may have in place to ensure that We Digital behave truly as a global company rather than as a large company with a global presence.
That's fundamentally the reason we've organized the way we have. Most of the large companies, they're not interested in our internal stovepipes. They were not interested in the artificial boundaries that we have going from one territory to another, one country to another. What they're interested in, the large accounts, is how do they get their needs satisfied across their enterprise, just like that's my interest for our enterprise. So fundamentally, by organizing, and we're one of the first to do so, although I predict there'll be many other companies organizing this way, but being the first to organize by business unit, where the business unit looks across all the territories and tries to provide solutions and resources for all of that customer's needs across all of the different territories, is an example of how we will have competitive advantage. I visited a customer recently where, unfortunately, precisely the opposite was the case. This customer is one of our largest. They're trying to buy a computer for a remote location, in this case in the Far East, trying to buy one of our computers, in this case a VAX 7000 series. They were not able to buy that computer competitively from us in that geography. They ended up buying the computer from a third-party vendor in California, our computer, insuring it and shipping it themselves in order to get it at a competitive cost in the remote territory. This is nonsense. This is a result of having the wrong metrics, the wrong focus, of measuring the people in the territory on the wrong thing, and of not looking as a global company. That's the situation of a company that has global operations, where each operation is trying to maximize its particular piece with no knowledge, really, nor metrics on the overall piece. In the new digital, fundamentally, the account manager responsible for that account would say, we are going to sell this VAX 7000 at this price in that geography. The local territory person might say, at that cost, I don't make money. So what? That's not their job function. Their job function is to support the account manager. The account manager needs to make money in the account. In the past, that isn't how the territory manager was managed, metriced, paid. Consequently, that wasn't the behavior. So this is just one example, but there are going to be many others. But fundamentally, we're going to look at our business and our customers' businesses in a global basis. Next question, I think, from the audience.
Hi, Bob. My name is Jane Green, and I'm from the network supply chain, and I have another alpha question. There seems to be a lot of noise in the system that there is a lack of applications for alpha, and it is perhaps why the demand has not been as robust as some of our earlier forecasts. Mm-hmm. Of concern would be the implication that there is a gap between the software development and the hardware development in the company, mm-hmm. and I wondered if you would comment on that.
There is. It's the necessity of the fact that the hardware has to be available for your software developer to develop an application or port an application to that hardware. And this is the case when anybody brings out a new architecture. Now, we bring out a new architecture about once every 15 to 25 years, as in the case of the VAX architecture from PDP. It took several years, as a matter of fact, for the VAX to outsell PDPs, because it took quite a while for the applications to migrate over. It won't take several years in the case of Alpha. Tools exist today that make migration much easier. And by the way, those software vendors that have been migrating their applications and customers to the Alpha platform are very impressed with the thorough job engineering has done and the tools that we have to make that migration really easy and painless. Today we have 500 applications roughly that are suitable for the Alpha, OpenVMS, and Unix platforms. There are more for OpenVMS. We have a couple thousand committed, and they're coming, and they'll be coming every month, and all throughout this year we'll be introducing new ones. We have about 100 today that run on our new unified Unix. By the end of this calendar year, that's going to be more than 1,000. And so I'm very, very confident. By this time next year, we're going to be on quite a roll here. We're going to have all three operating systems out there. We're going to have applications for all three operating systems, and we'll continue to have the highest performance architecture. By that time, we also will have had a good bit of skill in how to make this new business model work. So I'm very optimistic. In the next few months, it's going to be tough, because the next few months, we're not only introducing the new architecture that you mentioned, we don't have all the applications the customer wants to buy, but we're also introducing this new business model. And we're continuing to finish up on our restructuring and downsizing. So couldn't be much more complex than it is this year. But I'm very optimistic. As we get through this calendar year, we're going to do very, very well in future years. Next question from the audience.
Good morning, Bob. Edwin Sapp. I'm in the multi-vendor customer services group. You had mentioned that you had expected by this quarter to have most of the downsizing accomplished. Mm-hmm. Come Q1, what would be the key indicators to say whether or not, for you, that has happened or not?
That's a very good question. The issue will be, did we get aggressive about pulling in the restructuring that people kind of vaguely understand they're going to need to do in Q1? Were we successful in pulling that into Q4 to get it behind us? I'm trying to encourage all of the management team work as hard as they can to get this behind us so that in Q1 we can focus on growing the business and stop worrying about, am I going to have a job? It's very difficult to be motivated every day coming to work if you're concerned about your own job security. It's particularly true in the field. When you're out in the field and you're trying to sell our products and represent our company, you need to be positive and upbeat. It's hard to be positive and upbeat if you're not sure you're going to be a long-term player. So objectively, we want to get that behind us. But if we don't get it behind us, and if we continue to forecast losses in Q1, then undoubtedly we'll continue with this painful process. All of the incentives are in place there from the chief executive's point of view to get it behind us. It's up to the management team in this company at all levels to execute this direction smartly. Get with it. You owe it to your employees. It's best for the enterprise. Let's get it behind us. What is it that determines whether you need these people or not? Fundamentally, this is a bottoms-up exercise. It's not some top-down number. A bottoms-up exercise that says what is necessary in terms of staffing to be competitive. It's different by business unit. It's different by the territory. It's different in the overhead functions. What's necessary for us to be competitive? How do we get there so that we can return to profitability? Because it's only with profitability that we can begin to enjoy that real enthusiasm and we can begin to put back some of the benefits that we've had to curtail. We want to do that. I want to make more investment in our employees and their well-being. To do that, we have to be profitable. So those are the kinds of things I'll be looking at. That's why there's so much tension on Q1 profitability. We've recently introduced, by the way, some new sales incentives as an attempt to get people really motivated out there, make some extra money, sell some products. You know, in the case of services, we're doing very well. Multi-vendor customer services doing very well. And professional services have been growing and doing well. We're gaining market share. In hardware products and software products, we've fallen behind. Not as badly as IBM company, for example. It's a tough environment out there. But we need to drive more product sales. 2/3 to 3/4 of all our revenue is related directly or indirectly to product sales. So if there's any message out there for the field, it's please redouble your efforts. You've got the most competitive price performance products here. We've got leadership technology. Redouble your efforts to sell those products, hardware and software products, that ultimately will drag along then multi-vendor customer services. That's not to take emphasis off our professional services, which, as I said, is doing very well. It's just we've got to do it all. No free lunches here. Got to do it all. Unfortunately, that's about all the time we have today, I'm told. And I think we can't accept any more questions at this time. But I want to thank everybody for coming and for being participating and asking good, candid questions. I also want to thank those in Europe and GIA that sent their questions in on tape. I thought the questions were uniformly good quality, and I enjoyed talking with you and answering those questions. We're going to do this some more. I much prefer this format to the format where I'm sitting behind some desk and I'm not allowed to wiggle. So we'll probably do this in the future. Thank you very much.